Morning, it's the John Gibson Morning Digestion for March 14th, Thursday. Just remind you, the podcast, which comes out in the afternoon, is the paid part of this, johngibson.com. You're listening to the Morning Digestion, which is the free part. If you subscribe, you get the podcast in the afternoon, and it's worth your while. So let's start with, you know, this is the second or third day in a row where Trump is just not in the news, which suggests to me that the news media realizes there's not going to be a Russia collusion story, and they're moving on, trying to drum up some interest in other things. And, of course, some things have just plain overtaken them, like the college admission scandal. I'll get to that in a minute. In politics, Beto is in. It's in the New York Times and everywhere. He's got a Vanity Fair cover. John Edwards had a Vanity Fair cover, too. Well, it wasn't Vanity Fair. It was Men's Vogue, but it was the same company. Beto says, I was born for this. He made an announcement on Facebook. I'm going to play it in the show today. I can just tell you, it is one of the emptiest pieces of spoken English I've ever heard. It's completely vapid. But Beto, you know, is relying on his personal charm and thinks he can push this one over the finish line. I'm not sure it's true. Washington Post, Beto on the cover of Vanity Fair. Washington Post. Ballot harvesting in California. Republicans about to jump in. Democrats already experts in this. This is where they get people to apply for a mail-in ballot, then they come around and pick up the ballot from the person who owns it, and fill in whoever they want on the ballot. It's called ballot harvesting. It's a longtime Democratic practice in Texas and California. Republicans are just getting into it. Apparently, they're kind of ham-fisted because they keep getting caught. You don't notice that the Democrats get caught. The 737 MAX, the U.S. finally grounds it. That's in the New York Times. Also in the New York Times, it's the autopilot, stupid. Apparently what happens is, I deduce from reading these things, is that Boeing installed a software, has a name, MCAX or something like that, which when the plane is on autopilot, has a tendency to drop the nose, thinking that the plane is stalling. If the pilot turns the autopilot off and then flies the plane, no problem. If the pilot tries to correct the maneuver while the plane's still in autopilot, the autopilot countermands his instructions, and it gets into this uncontrolled flying and a deep dive into the ground. According to the Washington Post, pilots were super pissed when they found out that they were not told of this new software. And if Boeing screwed up, that seems to be where it is. Anyway, it's grounded. I'm sure the plane is perfectly safe once the pilots have been trained to handle this new system. And I assume they will be. Once again, you know, third world airlines crash them. So far, no crashes in the U.S. or in first world countries that use the planes. College admission scandal, how it unraveled, the tip. This is in the Wall Street Journal. They actually broke a good story here on this thing. It was somebody was being prosecuted for another kind of financial crime and said, I know something that you guys really might want to know about. And it was about how he was told that if he wanted to get his kid into one of these name brand schools, he was going to have to pay a lot of money to somebody. That's how it all began. And that's why the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston is the one that was doing it. Of course, the New York Times makes it all about race and white privilege. I submit to you that the movie stars and the big shots who got their kids into the school aced out some white kids. They may have also aced out some black kids, but I'll just bet you that there were white kids who were qualified to get into these schools and didn't get in because one of these assholes took their spot. Nonetheless, the New York Times makes it all about, it was just black kids who were cheated out of a spot. No, I'm positive they were white kids. New York Times explains how it was so easy to cheat and tell a school that the kid was a jock when he really wasn't a jock, whether it's a water polo team or the tennis team or pole vaulting or the long snapper on a football team. You know, that they and coaches then, you know, sold slots that they have for admission to the school. New York Times has a piece on the pricey world of college entrance consultants. These are people who help with the SAT tests, help with the ACT tests, also, help write the college entrance essay, all that stuff. New York Times has a piece on the rich girl whose parents bought her way in. Washington Post has a big piece on what parents do to get their kids in college. New York Post has a story on most of the students didn't know, but there were some who did, and they profiled one who did. Lori Loughlin has committed career suicide. That's in the New York Post. Apparently, I don't know this, but she stars in movies where she's the squeaky clean, positive attitude, optimistic person, and now she's been caught cheating. Lori Loughlin's daughter, who cheated her way into USC, was on the president of the USC Board of Trustees yacht when the news broke. The head of a Silicon Valley venture capitalist outfit steps down, fired more like it. That's in the San Francisco Gate. And Breitbart, the USC water polo coach, was fired because he was cheating this stuff too. The only Trump news that's worth anything today, the Republican Senate is about to vote against his national emergency. That's in the Washington Post. Tech, Facebook under criminal investigation for data deals. That's in the New York Times. Tucker, the Washington Post is still trying to get him fired. They're in three pieces today. You know, Tucker's terrible, Tucker's terrible, Tucker's terrible. Tucker fights back by hammering Media Matters. He's right about that. The Washington Post somehow makes that, you know, another of his offenses, as if we should believe Media Matters every time they go after somebody. And Bubba the Love Sponge writes in the Wall Street Journal defending Tucker, saying, hey, this is what we call comedy. People laughed. Doesn't hurt anybody. Blah, blah, blah. That isn't really going to is going to play in today's atmosphere. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the Washington Post, has a piece on the jet-powered flying motorcycle. There's video of it. I assume it's, it actually works. I'm not sure if it's a phoned-up video or animation or what, but it's this, it's this jet-powered. There's no other way to describe it than a motorcycle, except it doesn't have wheels and it flies. And California company's making it, and they're supposed to be zooming around soon, like rescue people. You know, there's a wreck someplace. Well, they'll swoop in on their jet-powered flying motorcycle and save you before the ambulance gets there. It sounds like somebody's going to crash and die is what it sounds like, but there you go. That's it for the lists and links today. Once again, a very odd day that there's no Trump news. But I'm sure by the time I do the podcast, there will be. So, you know, subscribe at johnkimson.com and then check out the podcast about 3 o'clock today. I think it's, it actually ends up being 4 o'clock Eastern. And what does that make it? 1 o'clock Pacific and 3 o'clock Central Time. That's about when I get it done. All right. See you then. Bye.